fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 5th day of May, year of our Lord 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer, just send me an email and you can volunteer to do the pledge with us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prep tip of the day is kind of a combo. Work on your health, your nutrition, your physical fitness, all of which are important in normal times, but in the times that we're facing in the not-too-distant future, literally a matter of life and death. We're patient waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events of the day, the challenges of the day, and how you can help meet those challenges by having a stock of healthy GMO-free food to consume when those times get really rough. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. It's great to be here this morning.
Good to have you with us, sir. When I was a young man, I'm going to say like 25 years old, my knowledge of nutrition was about as sophisticated as the average kindergartner, seriously. If I'd continued eating the way I did when I was 25, I'd either be a 250-pound diabetic right now, or I'd be dead. And that's where I would be. Unfortunately, many of my peers never gained the knowledge that I've since gained that you have, many of our listeners, and that's what happened to them. They became 250-pound diabetics, or they're dead. So I did get educated. I learned about what nutrition is, and I've had a very excellent life as a consequence. And that's what we want all our listeners to have, too, isn't it? An excellent, healthy, productive life, don't we, Chance?
Absolutely. And like you, John, especially when I was in the military, you know, I didn't really care one way or another about the food that I put into my body. Fortunately, when we're young, we can eat things that we cannot eat as we get older. And you're absolutely right. You know, when you have that deep fried food and you have hamburgers and cheeseburgers and things like that and shakes, you know, it takes a toll on the body, as well as diabetes. Obesity comes into play. And with obesity comes inflammation and heart disease. How many men do you know in your lifetime that have passed before the age of 60 due to a heart attack? Unfortunately, it's a major problem in the United States and across the globe, but especially here, and especially now, today, when we live in a society, John, that moves so fast. Everything is quick, right? So people get their information through their smartphones, you know, on the spot. That's the same way they want their food. They don't want to prepare a healthy meal. They'd rather just go through a drive-thru and have that food in 3 minutes, right? Well, you know, what you do now has consequences, you know, for your life and your doctor visits, right? So taking care of your body now, putting the food in your body that contains lots of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, keeping that sugar down, cutting out those carbs, it will save you so much grief. And you can be around to spend more time with your family as the years pass.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's everything you said is absolutely true. And I do absolutely agree with it. And it's a shame that we've come to this. I was just looking up here. Life expectancy by country. And you have to go down pretty far before you find the United States. Go from the top down. Let's see, United Kingdom, Portugal. Here we are, United States. This particular list doesn't say how many are above us, but countries above us include Lebanon, Cuba, Albania, Portugal, Bahrain. We're about 40 from the top, with Hong Kong having the longest life expectancy for men at 82 years, women 88 years, and down here in the United States, 76 years for men and 81 years for women. So men in Hong Kong live on the average, looks like 6 years longer than American men do.
And a lot of that's due to their diet, of course, right?
So, of course it is.
Japan is known for, you know, the quality of their fish and the quality of their meats, but mostly fish, right?
Right.
And so their diet consists of lean, you know, meat and a lot of rice, right? There are areas like in Tokyo, of course, that, you know, have McDonald's in every corner like we do. But on the whole, those numbers make a lot of sense, right? And listen, we're not saying, John, we're not saying that every once in a while, you know, you want to take your wife out or take the family out and go to a restaurant and have a, you know, a nice piece of sourdough bread with garlic or something like that. You know, that's fine every once in a while, but you can't do this on a daily basis, right?
Right.
You wonder why, you know, you go to Olive Garden and you get those unlimited breadsticks, and then you start to feel like crap. I'm just being blunt here. You start to feel like crap. You feel bloated. You just get sleepy, right? And it's because the human body is not designed to take in processed wheat, right? And that's exactly what it is. That bread is dyed white. It's highly processed. There's no minerals left. There's no vitamins left. It's just a filler, right? It just makes you feel full, and that's why they give you free breadsticks. It makes you feel full and satisfied. So, you know, your body will tell you, you know, will absolutely communicate with you saying, you know, don't treat me like this. Don't put this in my body. Or in our case, we have a smoothie in the morning, and that contains maybe kale powder, carrot powder, raspberry powder, banana powder, strawberry powder. And you drink that, and 20 minutes later, you've got this focused energy that lasts for hours and hours with no crash, right? That's the body saying, thank you. Thank you for putting quality, you know, food into my body, and I'm going to repay you by giving you lots of energy to get, you know, what you need to get accomplished during the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I just looked up another list here. We're number 35. There's 34 countries that have a longer life expectancy than the United States. Actually, some of these numbers, the rankings actually double. There's 214s, 215s, and so forth. So we're way below 40 as far as where we are in the life expectancy. Ladies and gentlemen, Chance and I are trying to make a point here. Your life, your health, your energy levels are all dependent on the food you consume in good times and in bad times. In bad times, things change. You're going to be sleep deprived. Even if you got an energy cleaner, you're going to be sleep deprived. There are going to be demands on you to do things physically that you're not used to doing, unless you do manual labor for a living or you're a rancher or a farmer, which most of us aren't. That's about maybe 3% is pretty optimistic of the American population engaged in ranching and farming, and maybe another 5% in outdoor construction work. So most of us don't do that kind of hard physical activity every day of our life. It's just not who we are anymore. But that's what you'll be called upon during a crisis, won't you, Chance?
No, absolutely. And I can't think of a better time during a crisis when you need that extra energy, when you're required to do more labor than you used than to be putting that same good quality, clean food into your body. That's when you need it the most. And so and I'm not going to put down any companies here, but for some of these other companies that give you, you know, a year's worth of food, well, most of that is things like oatmeal and potatoes and carbs, right? They don't give you a lot of meat. They don't give you a lot of fruit, or if any. And so, it'll fill you up, but that's not the answer, right? You need that energy to get through that crisis, absolutely.
Right. Well, you need to, most of us start out our day with a good meal of protein. Eggs is one of the more popular breakfast foods for a reason. You need the protein, and breakfast, of course, is the most important meal of the day, in my opinion, to give you the energy you need to get you through the day, correct?
That's right. There's an expression that I learned many years ago. Breakfast, you eat like a king. Lunch, you eat like a prince. And dinner, you eat like a pauper.
Right.
Meaning the size of those meals, that breakfast is the most important meal. That's how you start your day. Lunch, you need to have a nice lunch, but not overkill, right? You don't need to stuff yourself. And then dinner, you don't want that food sitting on your stomach all night. That's not good for your body. You need to let your body rest. And if you eat a heavy dinner, you're probably going to have some issues getting a good night's rest.
Well, what you just described is the opposite of what most Americans do. I'm shocked and surprised at how many adults skip breakfast. Teenagers, too. They just don't have breakfast. They have maybe a moderate-sized lunch. And then when it comes dinner time, that's when they really load up with a large meal, a very large meal, which I have to admit, I was guilty of that myself as a younger man. But I've since learned that evening meal for me, it may be a salad, not a terribly big salad, a bowl of soup, and that's enough to make the hunger pangs go away and not go to bed with a bunch of food that my body doesn't need or want, because I'm not going to be engaged in activities that requires energy. I'm just going to be going to sleep, right?
That's right. The worst thing you can do is have dessert right after dinner time, right? That sugar is going to start to metabolize inside your body. Good luck getting a good night's rest, right? And so you're absolutely right. Americans have a tendency to make dinner the time where, you know, we gather as a family and have a huge buffet, let's just call it that, a big buffet on the table. Also, unfortunately, Americans, especially families where the mother and father work, will buy this boxed cereal for their children for breakfast, right? Frosted Flakes, who knows all the different brands, Fruit Loops. It's the worst thing that you can do for your child. is give them high fructose corn syrup. It's not even sugar. And grains in the morning, and it's not even real grains, right? It's processed. And then send them off to school and then wonder why, you know, they're not doing well, right? So it's important, folks. It's so important to, if you're not educated, you don't have the knowledge, that's what, you know, the internet's for. That will give you the knowledge to eat right, to put healthy foods in your body, and that's where we come in. You know, our food is tested for heavy metals. All of our foods, as we've said many times, are non-GMO or organic. We are constantly adding new products. Quinoa is being introduced this week. Flax seed is being introduced this week. Chia seed is being introduced this week, along with others. And so take a look at our website at simplycleanfoods.net, simplycleanfoods.net, and take advantage of some of the free recipes we have on there as well.
Right, right. And, of course, there's a link for my website under products for Simply Clean Foods. The coupon code to get a very nice discount is Liberty Man. That is Liberty Man. And we've talked about this before, but we're quickly approaching a point, and I don't know where that, but I think then before the year's over, of the food that you offer for sale, which used to be primarily for our long-term storage, is going to be very price competitive with what you get in the local supermarket. Want a chance?
It already is, brother.
We're seeing,
you know, Mike, I like to say this jokingly, but it's true. When's the last time you went to the store, John, Julie, and you saw prices go down on food? It doesn't happen. We're already talking to our suppliers. Corn, for example, has gone up 40%. Thankfully, we bought a lot of corn, right? So we're not going to have to raise our prices just yet. But, folks, that same food that you buy today, I'll guarantee you, by the end of 2022, will be doubled in price. The same food that you purchase at your local market, you've already seen it, especially in dairy and meat, right? Due to this virus out there, right? Will be doubled in price. So, look, it's the best investment that you can make for yourself, for your family. Anything that you can buy now that doubles by next year is a wise investment.
Absolutely. Well, there was I was just reading that Pfizer is the FDA is preparing to authorize Pfizer to have the COVID vaccine for children. How barbaric and insane crazy is that? It's expected to happen. Let's see, they got a timeline here. It has to be before the end of the year, as early as next week. A vaccine for 12 to 15 year old children. I've found out since we talked last week that people I'm related to by blood and marriage have went ahead and got these various COVID vaccines. It is so sad and so disappointing knowing that these men and women will be dead in 2 years or less. That's my analysis. How about yourself? What's your timeline for people to be dead after they take these vaccines, Chance?
Well, it hits home here, too. My plumber came over yesterday. And he was expected to be here last weekend on Sunday, and I asked him what happened. And he said, my sister, who lives pretty close, is in the hospital, and she has been diagnosed with COVID, and she is on a breathing machine, right, which is a problem in itself, right? She's on a breathing machine. And the doctors say that she's probably not going to make it. She's not going to survive. And so that's unfortunate, but, you know, it's all around us. And if you make that conscious decision to be poked, then that's on you. Like everything else in life, do your research, folks. You don't have to listen to us. Do your own research. Find out how many people got the poke, now have major issues like our friend in California who got lupus 2 weeks after she got the shot.
Amazing, amazing. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a great group of young men and women. We encourage similar groups around the country. Their website and their CDs can be bought at their website, which is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. If you want the highest quality food, it's all GMO-free, every bit of it. Much of it is organic, and you get a nice discount using the coupon code LIBERTYMAN. Now, if you don't have internet access and you want to place your order, just give them a call. Here's that number twice slowly, 737-400-2066. I say again, 737-400-2066. Well, Chance, we're hearing the war drums beat, the Russian tanks on the border with Ukraine, China making outrageous claims and threats against Taiwan to invade and take over Taiwan, the South China Sea. They basically want it all. What's going on? Maybe political posturing. It may be saber rattling, or it may be the real thing. And us poor barefoot peasants, it's difficult for us to tell the difference, isn't it, sir?
It is. It's very hard to tell the difference, and you don't have to look too far back, John, in your own history. Look at Rome. right before it fell. They wanted to conquer the entire world. Then go back to World War One. You know, the German Nazis. They wanted to conquer the entire world. And now we have China, who has grown its military to compete with many countries in the world. Aircraft carriers, jets, tanks, the whole thing, right? And so they want to conquer the whole world. And so we, throughout history, we've seen the same thing. But it's interesting, those who do this, in Russia too, by the way, tend to fall because of that greed, right? And so I wouldn't be surprised if we see the same thing here.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Well, since we are barefoot peasants, we don't know exactly what's going on. We have a responsibility for the people we love, the people that, especially the youngsters, older folks that can no longer take care of themselves. We have a responsibility to make sure that their needs are met, and that includes having a stock of food on hand. And hopefully that would be simply clean food that's all GMO-free and much of it organic and has resealable pouches. There was a time not too long ago when pretty much all long-term storage food came in number 10 cans. And once those cans are open, you better get busy and eat that stuff up, right?
That's right. Oxygen and heat are the enemies to freeze-dried food. So if you can reseal that package, right, push that air out. There's an absorber in every package of our fruits and vegetables and meats. Seal that right back up, and you'll still get 6 months, to eat the remaining product in that pouch. That's you can't touch that, right? You can't go to the grocery store and buy a stalk of broccoli and expect it to last 6 months. It's just not going to happen. So if you think of it that way, you're never going to throw away your food again. You're actually saving money in the long run. Plus, our fruits and vegetables are harvested when they're ripe, not early like most fruits and vegetables, to make that trip from South America. And so you've got more flavor as well. So again, it's a great investment, folks. If you have any questions, John gave you the number earlier. It's 737-400-2066. Either myself or one of my staff will be happy to answer any of your questions. One more thing, John, you know, I did that free coffee sample just through the end of the week, and I've already got some folks that have told me that, you know, they didn't get paid until later and wish they could have got that free sample. So we're going to do that one more time through the end of this week. If you'd like to try our organic Honduran coffee beans, you will absolutely be amazed. John, when you check your mail, you'll see for yourself. Folks, I am not bragging when I tell you this. Once you try our coffee, it's very hard to go back to what you've been using. So smooth, so clean, and not very acidic at all. It's one of the few coffees that you can drink black and still enjoy it.
Yeah, I made a mistake, and I don't know why I did it more than once, to get Starbucks coffee black with none of the stuff people like to put in it. It is ungodly strong. I like strong coffee, but they have to make it that strong because people load it up with all these other items that I don't particularly care for. But I like strong coffee, but and I'm really looking forward to getting your coffee and trying it out, and I'll give a first-hand report of my findings once I get it and try it.
Absolutely. Yeah, please do. People rave about the coffee. We've got folks that order it on a regular basis now, like once a month. And so, yeah, it is amazing, and the price is right. I mean, it comes in a special package that has a three-year shelf life. So it's a triple-layer Mylar pouch that lasts 3 years until you open it up.
We have a break. The call number is 512-248.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods here on Wednesday, the 5th day of May. And we are visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. And Chance, all your employees are veterans. Tell us, why do you always employ veterans, sir?
You know, it's been part of our mission statement since the very beginning. There's something that needs to be known about military veterans, those that have served with honor and pride. They're some of the hardest workers. They show up on time, right? That's what the military did to all of us, you know. But we're not late, right? So they show up on time. And, you know, they take initiative, and they work as a team. I have so much success working with our brothers and sisters on a daily basis that have served our country, and it is probably one of the best decisions our company has ever made, is to bring on veterans and give them an opportunity to earn a living for their families as well. One of our veterans is disabled and works out of a wheelchair, but you know what? He works just as hard as everyone else does, and is happy to do it, you know? And so it really gives me a lot of pride, you know, bringing these guys in and helping them through some different issues and things like that. We're a family here, John.
That's right. Well, that's good to know. And I hope that other people who have employees will stand up and pay notice to the benefits of hiring veterans to work for them. Your supplier, how many different countries do you buy food from, Chance?
Oh, wow. I've never been asked that question, John. We can count just about all of South America, Germany, Spain, Egypt. It's a pretty big list, right?
Okay.
We try to carry the finest products from the best regions in the world, right? Every region has a different growing climate, which for some products is better than others. And so we want to carry the best. Our biggest thing is we like to deal with countries that don't use Monsanto seeds, right? We refuse and have refused products from countries that do. And so we're one of the few countries left, John, believe it or not, that actually lets that Franken seed come in. And it's a shame. Right. And glyphosate as well. It's a shame. So I don't know for sure, John, how to answer that question unless I did a count, but it's almost every continent.
I presume you're not getting any food from the Antarctic.
No. Or the North Pole. No.
Well,
Greenland. No. I'm going to throw this out here. It's still very early in the game, but I have a contact up in Canada, on the east coast of Canada. They do what we would call Maine lobster, which is an east coast lobster.
Right.
Folks have heard it as live Maine lobster, right? Well,
right.
It's considered some of the finest lobster in the world. And my contact now is telling me that they're going to be able to process lobster, send it to us already cooked and chilled, and we're going to be freeze-drying lobster in the near future. I'm very excited about that because there's really no one doing it out there, right? So what a great product to offer.
Well, let us keep us posted on that because I know that's going to be a big popular item for you. And just keep us – what's the timeline for getting that ready to go?
I'd say within the next 45 days we should see an introduction. We're testing right now. What they call scampi or prawns, and we're testing cod, good quality cold water cod, and they're freeze drying amazingly well. So this should be a great product, and we're talking about buying tons and tons of it. So the price should be amazing as well.
All right. Well, I'm sure it'll be very, very popular. You have customers outside the United States also. You buy food from other countries, but you ship outside the United States as well, Chance?
We do. The most popular international sales go to both Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. They seem to be lacking in having good quality freeze-dried food. So, yeah, we do ship quite a bit internationally.
Okay, well, hopefully people will go ahead and order the food, no matter where you are. We have an international audience here, Chance, at Republic Broadcasting, and I'm sure there might be people in any number of countries that would be interested in the excellent food you have to offer. You mentioned quinoa earlier as one of the new products. For those who don't know what quinoa is, please let them know.
Yeah, this is actually a what they call a white quinoa, which is a higher quality quinoa. It's also been tested for heavy metals. It's very clean. Quinoa is a substitute for having, say, rice, right? A lot of folks can't have rice or grain products. Quinoa makes that amazingly easy. It's very healthy for the human body, and a good quality quinoa will not have any aftertaste, right? Where other quinoas out there have kind of that dirty flavor to them. This is a good quality white quinoa. We're going to be offering that by the pound, and that should be available, I'm saying, as early as next week. that will be on our site, and we'll talk about it on the next show. It should be available to you guys.
Okay. Well, that's good to know also. When people call you up to place orders, I know you probably talk about any number of things with some of these people. What concerns are they expressing when they do have those kinds of conversations?
You know, the most current conversations we're having due to the coronavirus, right? And folks, a lot of our customers are retired. They have been homebound. They haven't really left their home too much, only when they absolutely have to. And they want to bring in food to get them through, you know, this period of time. So a lot of our senior citizens use our food on a regular basis. But we also get into other conversations about this particular administration and some of the craziness that's coming out of Washington right now. Folks just want to, you know, they want to talk with someone of like mind, right? They want to know that they're not alone out there, because we're surrounded by, you know, others that have this crazy idea that we're going to come out of this okay, but we're not, right? Things are getting worse. They're not getting better. And we're in a situation. There's some bubbles that are being created right now, especially, John, I don't mean to change the subject, but especially in the commercial real estate industry. A lot of these companies during this COVID deal, they started working from home, sending their employees home, working from home, and it's working out great. And they realized all of a sudden, John, hey, we're saving a ton of money. We're not paying for this 10-story building anymore, right? And right. So these buildings have been vacated, and they're empty all over this country. In every city across the United States, there's this bubble that's being created, and it's going to crash, absolutely crash the system. And I don't think they're going to get a bailout this time, John.
Well, I can see a lot of commercial space being repurposed to become loft apartments, can't you?
Yeah, and that's wise.
Or right? condos.
Yeah, that's very wise, but that also costs money, right? So when you take a commercial space, for example, like that same 10-story building that had offices throughout, and then you want to repurpose that into apartments and condos, that's millions and millions of dollars. Well, these folks, the owners of these buildings, have already lost, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they're not going to be able to come back from it, right? Restaurants all over the country, bed and breakfasts all over the country, have closed their doors due to this, right? So, again, I don't think we're going to come back from this. If we do, it's, in my personal opinion, it's going to be many, many years, many years. And I think that we're going to go through hyperinflation before that point.
Well, there's a lot of people who I know and trust and respect talking about hyperinflation. And that's a pretty scary thing, isn't it?
It is. You know, that's end game, right, for most families. That's end game, meaning they're already struggling, many families, to pay the mortgage, to make the car payment, to pay their utilities, to provide, put food on the table. They're already struggling. Now, when hyperinflation, everything goes up in price, and we're already seeing it, right? Greenhouses, lumber, right? We're already seeing it everywhere, metal. So that's just that last kick while you're down, right? Hyperinflation. Right. And it will put many, many families and businesses into bankruptcy.
Well, it's already happening. Yeah, and of course these COVID checks people are getting. I know men who and women who own manufacturing facilities. If an employee's got four or five kids, which some of them do, they get a really big check, and the employee quits. And that's happening all over the country, isn't it?
That's right. Right here, we have a small ranch here, and I got to tell you, it's hard to find people that really want to work, because they would rather stay home and get that free money. Well, folks, it's not free. Someone's got to pay for it. That's the taxpayer. That's money that's being created out of thin air. And at some point, we're going to be accountable. You cannot run deficits into the quadrillions of dollars and not expect you know, a major crash. And that's where we're heading. And that's why I think we're going into major hyper inflation in this next couple of years, where I think we're going to see it. So how do you, where there's a problem, there's a solution, John. What do you say? How do you prepare for hyperinflation? What do you do now, besides maybe paying off some of your credit cards? What do you do now to not be a victim during this?
Well, paying off credit card debt is very important because of the extremely high interest rates. Interest rates over 20% are quite common. Having and developing a second or even third source of income, home-based business of some sort, and I help people do that with doTERRA and AMSOIL, cutting back on expenses. You don't need cable TV. A lot of people don't know, for example, and this can help a lot of people right now, broadcast television still exists. I helped a friend recently. I bought a little antenna with a you glue it to the suction cup to the window. It costs about less than $15. And my friend now has about a dozen TV stations and no monthly charge. And little things like that can help a lot, can't they?
Absolutely. You know, you have to make cuts where you can. You know, going back to how we eat, right? Instead of, you know, buying steak once a week, maybe, you know, you buy a hamburger or something like chicken where it's more affordable, right? And, you know, there, you mentioned the cable. There are so many companies out there that if you have an internet connection, which most of us do, you can get all of those TV channels plus a lot more across the country for unheard of rates, like $10, right, for a month, $9.95, unlimited TV. Yeah, there's commercials, right? But it's not that $40, $50 cable bill.
Or more. Well, there's people spending $100 a month on cable TV. But something I was in a real estate business. I had 57 rental units back in the early to mid-'80s. And I would have tenants that would, oh, John, I don't have the money to pay the rent this month. I'd be in their kitchen. They're telling me this. And they had cable TV. They got beer in the refrigerator. They got tobacco products and out on the table, and they don't have money for the rent. So their priorities are upside down, aren't they?
No, it's absolutely. You want to keep that roof over your head, right? That should come first before the beer, before the tobacco products, before anything else, you know, especially if you have a family. You know, as husbands and fathers, it's our not just our job, it's our responsibility to care for our families, and you need to do what you need to do to make those cuts, right, in order to prepare for the future. So, yeah, you gave some great examples, right? So paying off that credit card debt is huge. Cutting back on unnecessary expenses, not eating out on a regular basis. Start cooking food and eat, sitting down with your family at dinner time or lunchtime and just having a great meal and talking to each other, right? That's a great start.
It is. It is. And these are all practical things to do and money-saving things to do. There's lots of ways to save money. For, you know, we have a number of listeners that don't have internet at home. They go to the public library to access internet. Nothing wrong with that. The public library has, typically most of them will have hundreds of DVD movies that you can borrow at no charge. Audiobooks, and I'm a big fan of audiobooks because I have to commute so much. Audiobooks at no charge, and of course, the books themselves that you can borrow because libraries do this as a public service and doesn't cost you a penny, does it?
That's right. And growing up, you know, in the 70s, we were at the library at least once a week, right? That's where, you know, we went to study for school for tests and things like that. You see now we pass our local libraries and there's no cars in the parking lot at all, right? It's a great resource, right? Hundreds of thousands of books and audio tapes at your disposal, magazines, right? If you want ideas. And you mentioned working from home to make some extra income. Folks, listen closely. We have distributors all over the country. If you believe in our product like we do, we can help you put $200 to $1,000 in your pocket every single month. It's easy. You don't need to have a big inventory. There's not a big investment or anything like that. So reach out to us. That number again is 737-400-2066. And I haven't said this for a couple weeks, John. If you're a veteran and you are in need, maybe that's for some food. Maybe that's just to, you know, talk with another veteran about what's going on in your life and have a good listening ear. Maybe that's, you know, you need a sleeping bag, a pillow or something like that, flashlight. Give us a call. If you're truly in need, we want to help. That's part of our mission statement. Give us a call.
Hold that, Todd. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Blame Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 5th of May. Well, Chance, as usual, we cover a lot of territory here. And if you want to get a free packet of organic coffee here, I just got a note. You must use the coupon code LibertyMan. And what's the size of this free package of coffee, Chance?
Yeah, it's enough beans to make a full 12 cup pot of coffee, right?
Okay.
So you'll get plenty of coffee there. And but like he said, folks, I don't know who you are when you order unless you use the code LibertyMan. So please do that, and that's automatic. You'll get that free sample coffee.
All right. Well, that's good to know, and we encourage people to do that. My coffee consumption is down to maybe a cup in the morning and maybe one at 3 in the afternoon. So that would last me about 6 days. that's good. That's good to know that's available. Well, we want the highest quality food, ladies and gentlemen, with resealable packets at a great price, all of which is GMO-free. Much of which is organic. The place to get it is at my website at thelibertyman.com under products. Just scroll down to the bottom of the list there. You'll find Simply Clean Foods and the coupon code LibertyMan. If you do not have internet access, just give them a call at 737-400-2066. Chance, when I was in Vietnam, I had a bodyguard assignment to help a teenage girl. She did some work for us, and these young hoodlums were holding her up for her lunch money at the bus stop before dawn. So I escorted her to the bus stop several mornings, and of course, being 6 feet tall with my M14 and my 1911 pistol, the bad guys left her alone after that. And her mother, who was married to a Vietnamese soldier, she was so grateful. She invited me to their home for dinner, and I noticed that under the bed, which was a two-room house, they had a 100-pound bag of rice. So these were people that had very little money, but even they knew that it was a good thing to keep a stock of food on hand in case things went to hell. Of course, being in a war zone, things did go to hell on a frequent basis. But that's just a smart thing to do, isn't it?
It is, and your relatives, your grandparents, great-grandparents, and great-grandparents, they did this automatically, right? They had root cellars. They would can. They would put food to the side so that when harvest season was over, there'd be food for the rest of the year for the family. This is something that only in the past 35 years, 40 years, that Americans stopped doing, folks. It's too important. It's too important. You don't want to become a victim during a situation like we've had recently where the grocery store shelves are empty. So store your food. Get that food into your home right away. It's a smart investment.
Absolutely. Chance, thank you very much, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Here's our break. We'll be back with Professor McCann. Stay tuned.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.